Hare Krishna. This morning had a wonderful morning program. We just deities and had a long kirtan. Part of it is will be on the kirtan part of the podcast. Go listen to it. And then we came over to our neighbor next door, Astasaki, Het Pujari, and Radhakund, resident senior wise person. I was looking for the right word, but I could say sadhu, but that's a male, and maybe sadhvi is a female Sanskrit, I don't know, but she's the one who gives guidance to all the ladies in New Rajadam. And anyone who's been here knows her. She's a very saintly person. Anyway, but in the garden next door is Rupa Goswami's samadhi. And so we observed Rupa Goswami's disappearance day, singing the song we sing at the time of disappearance of Vaishnavas, that song that no one can remember the title to because it's so long. Swaparshada Bhagavata Viraha Janita Vilapa. There it is. There you got it. And it was a long class. In short, I was explaining how Rupa Goswami sings of Lalita Devi in the spiritual realm, saying Yam Kamapi Rajakule Vishabhanu Jaya Preksha Sapakshim Padavim Manurajyamanam, and so on. Kunai Salalitam Lalitam Namami. And he says, he writes that one of Lalita Devi's traits is that she searches around Vrindavan everywhere in search of souls who are eager to serve Radha and Krishna, and then she brings them to them and qualifies them. So generally, we have an understanding that the Lalita Devi, one of Lalita Devi's activities is preaching and spreading Krishna consciousness. Indeed, Lalita Devi, who appears as Swarup Damodar Goswami, is considered to be the leader of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. This is confirmed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when in the Gundicha Marjana Lila, one of the devotees washes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet and drinks the water and gives it to others. Lord Chaitanya becomes a little annoyed, and he calls Swarup Damodar and he says, look at what your Vaishnava, your Bengali Vaishnava has done. And Srila Prabhupada then gives an elaborate purport there, explaining that all Gaudiya Vaishnavas are under the supervision of Swarup Damodar Goswami. In other words, we're all meant to be following him. And in addition to that, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Lalita Devi's main assistant in the spiritual world is Rupa Manjari, who is Rupa Goswami. So although Swarup Damodar Goswami didn't so actively preach, but yet Rupa Goswami said Priya Swarupe Daite Swarupe, and so on. Priya Swarupe means someone, very good friend of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Rupa Goswami and Swarup Damodar Goswami, they're very close because they're eternally linked as Lalita Devi and Manjari. But it is Rupa Goswami who actually took it upon himself to fulfill the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we regularly say in the prayer, Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Dhyana Bhutale Sriyam Rupa Akadama Yam Dadati Svapadantika. So Swarup Damodar Goswami empowered and worked through Rupa Goswami, and that's why we're known as Rupanugas. We're followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, who by his personal example and particularly by his teachings has shown Gaudiya Vaishnavas the path back home, back to Godhead. For that, devotees, Vaishnavas, are eternally obliged to his divine grace, Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. And particularly in his writings, and amongst those, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami has taught us the path, how to go back home, back to Godhead. He's descended from the spiritual world for that purpose, and he's given us the means. He's described what the sadhya is, what the goal is, and he's described the means to attain it, pure devotional service. Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadina vittam anukuryena krishna anushulinam bhakti ruttama. And he defines pure devotional service, and in so doing, it seems like he set an obstacle. He says, if you want to attain the perfection for which Lord Chaitanya came to give, you have to practice pure devotional service, and to be practice pure devotional service, you have to be free of all types of desires. Anyabhilashita. For sense gratification, liberation, mystic powers, and so on, which seems to be seems like it saying that you got to be perfect before you can practice being perfect. And we know that we have so many different bad qualifications. We're not free from all desires. Therefore, Goswami doesn't say anya abhilas, but he says anya abhilasita. And the suffix indicates that, in short, and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes this in great length in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Bindu, that at least one should have the desire, one has the desire to be free of material desires, one's aspiring and working in that direction. One doesn't want one's heart. One doesn't want the fulfillment of those desires, and one is not motivated in service for those desires, even though many things in the heart may be there. And so Rupa Goswami gives this leeway for practicing Vaishnavas. You may not be pure, but at least you should make your motive pure. And even sometimes our motive may not be pure, but if we're in the association of others who are, and sometimes when we forget, they can remind us and put us back on the track again. So in this way, we get the opportunity to get on the track, on the real track in Krishna consciousness and in devotional service. But anya abhilasita shunyam. And then, how is it that we're going to practice? Lord Chaitanya says, prachariti atyatra nagaradi granam, sarvat prachara. He wants this preaching go on in every town and village. We're not living off in some secluded places. He's talking about the cities of the world. So how do you put into practice, even if you have, you're well motivated, but still you have a lot of habits in your heart, how are we meant to actually practice Krishna consciousness? Like Rupa Goswami, we're supposed to wear a kalpan, move off into the cities, have no conveniences whatsoever. First of all, that's not the way we're going to reach people in the cities, because they're not walking around in kalpans, and they're certainly not living far away from the rest of the maddening crowd. They are the maddening crowd. And the other is that are people capable of that type of austerity and lifestyle in this age? So, once again, Rupa Goswami says, anasakta savishayanyata arhadutva yunjita krishna nirbande krishna sambade yukta vairagya muchate. No, He says, there may be so many sense objects. You can utilize them in Krishna's service. In the cities, you have to, because that's the way people live. You have to live in houses, apartments, move around in cars, have telephones, computers, and so on. More complex life. And of course, here in Krishna Valley, we also have similar amenities. And second, even if you may not be able to perform severe austerities living in the Himalayas or in Vrindavan, but still, you may use sense objects, but anasaktasya. Don't be attached to them. Don't use them for sense gratification. Just use them to facilitate your service so that you can perform devotional service. Nirbande, Krishna Sambande, Yukta Vairagyam Uchati. Use everything, see everything in connection with Krishna. Engage everything in connection with Krishna. Now, you have a family. Rupa Goswami had given up his family. But now, Srila Prabhupada is telling us, yes, we can get married, you can have a family. But don't consider it to be your family. It's Krishna's family. Don't consider your wife my woman, my wife. Consider here is a devotee who's acting temporarily in the capacity of my wife, and I have to fulfill my responsibility to her and the children and the house. It's not my house, it's Krishna's house. So when everything is Krishna Sambandha, if we have this type of orientation, then actually we can take advantage, as Srila Prabhupada would say, of the mission that Rupa Goswami has descended for to give us. And in that way, we can really make our lives successful and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna.